Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th. Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups, power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, Mindy, I've got some great news. You know the small talk show on TV, right?
Oh, yeah, the small talk show. The one where the host and the guests sit around and make small talk about the weather and stuff like that.
Yes, yes, that's the one. And they're looking for a new host, so I thought I'd audition.
Guy Raz, host of a show? Who would have thought?
I know, right? So for the audition, they've asked me to prepare a list of questions that help start small conversations. But it turns out that small talk is a little harder than I expected.
Oh, don't worry, Guy Raz. I've got you covered. Now, I've got it right here. Checking my adventure toolkit. Oh, here it is. Introducing my newest invention, the Small Talk Generator.
Wow. Wow, this is great.
Okay, let's see what topics it generates. Let's see here. Ooh, what is your favorite type of weather?
Oh, that's a good one.
Do you have any pets? If so, have they ever tried to eat your gingerbread mansion?
Yes, that could lead us to a conversation about family and animals.
Oh, here's one. Tell me about the last four digits of your bank account number.
What? Mindy, do you really ask people about their bank accounts?
Oh, Guy Raz, you could tell a lot about a person based on their bank account number.
Okay, but you know what always leaves me with great questions? Our game show!
Oh, our game show! I almost forgot. Drain the bathtub!
Cut the coupon!
And dance the floor in 3, 2, 1!
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after teaching your grandparents how to use their cell phones, it's
2 Whats and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another chatty round of Two Whats and a Wow.
Two Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is animal communication. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about how animals communicate. But, this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made up whats.
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true scientific wow about how animals communicate? Is it A, goats sneeze at one another to warn of danger?
Or is it B? Great white sharks send chemical messages to other sharks through their poop.
Or is it C? Pigeons can communicate to one another by moving their feet rapidly like tap dancing.
When you think you know the answer, bark it at your nearest dog.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd. But we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about how animals communicate and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, goats sneeze at one another to warn of danger?
Or was it B, great white sharks send chemical messages to other sharks through their poop?
Or was it C, pigeons can communicate to one another by moving their feet rapidly like tap dancing?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Kaya from Canada. Kaya, what's the wow?
Hi, Mindy and Guy Raz. My name is Kaya, and I'm 7 3/4, and goats sneeze to warn others of danger. Did you even know that? Say hi to Reggie for me, and say hello to Baby B because he's the funniest.
Winner, winner, goats, not for dinner!
If you guessed A, that goats sneeze at one another to warn of danger, congratulations! You found the winning wow!
Sometimes when goats sense a threat or a danger coming their way, they'll sound their sneezers to warn their goat pals of danger ahead. By sneezing, these highly intelligent animals are sounding their own alarm.
Now, if you guessed B, while sharks do not typically communicate with one another through their poop, white rhinoceroses do. Because of their bad eyesight, white rhinos often rely on communal or shared piles of poop called dung heaps or middens.
Think of these poo-poo piles as one big poop party. From the chemical clues in the feces, these white rhinos can learn all about health, gender, age, and their fellow rhino friends in the area.
Now, if you guessed C, unfortunately, Reggie and his pigeon friends don't break out into a tap dance in order to communicate. However, the male cordon bluebirds of East Africa do like to break out some dance moves to impress female cordon bluebirds.
Researchers at Hokkaido University in Japan found that not only do these birds tap dance their feet so quickly that it can't be seen by the naked eye, but they also sometimes sing along to their tapping feet.
Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers today will be taking home their very own invisible talking stick.
Do you mean walking stick?
Nope. We're talking about a stick that talks, Guy Raz. Ever wondered how sticks think about stick figure drawings? Or how sticks feel about the word sticky having absolutely nothing to do with them? Just ask away.
Okay, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have one little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Conversation Observation.
We learned that animals communicate to one another in all types of ways.
So we challenge you to do some field research. If you have a pet like a dog, a cat, or a pigeon, observe your pet for the day. And if not, go outdoors and see if you can find an animal in your neighborhood.
Like a good scientist, be sure to take notes about what the animal you're observing is communicating. Is the animal singing, barking?
Or perhaps communicating without making any noise? Maybe your cat's tail is pointed straight up, or your dog's ears are folded.
Once you're done observing, write down what you think your animal was trying to communicate. Then, do a little research to find what your animal may have been communicating.
And check to see if your guess is correct. You might be surprised what your animal is trying to say to you, but a quick heads up, if you find your animal is speaking to you in your language, you might want to get some water and a nap.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video of your animal observations. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all the time we have for now. But until next time,
keep on wowing. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Alishaba Itoop and Marianne Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.